Experience you've accrued in dealing with authorities, with police, with the justice system, what advice or knowledge do you think that people should heed when dealing with authorities, regardless of, you know, demographic?
If you are in a situation whereby the police are telling you they're going to help you, you just need to talk to them because there's been a crime. Anyone who's watched the confession tapes or Making a Murderer clearly knows now that if those people who had been put in that exact situation had said, "I'm exercising my right to remain silent, I would like to speak to a lawyer," those people would not be serving life in prison right now. They thought they were cooperating with the police because the police were going to get to the bottom of what really happened and they wouldn't get in trouble. Everything you say to the police is words, evidence that they can and will use in court against you. You are arming the police with every single word that comes out of your mouth, and they will take snippets of what you said to them and quote that at trial.
Out of context.
Yes. They won't say, "We told Brendan Dassey that it wasn't cutting her hair that you'd done to her head. We told Brendan Dassey that it wasn't punching her in the face that you'd done to her head. We told Brendan Dassey who shot her in the head. And he just said, oh, that was Stephen." No, they will say, "On such and such a date, during interrogation, Brendan Dassey confessed that Stephen shot Teresa in the head." That's what the jury will hear. They will take your words, they will embroider that into whatever they want to portray. I learned this because when I was dealing with the New Mexican Mafia, someone was pulled over leaving their house, and that person spoke to the cops. And then I got pulled in, and they stripped me down to see if I was wearing a wire or anything, and they thought that person was me. And I said, "Look, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I wasn't pulled over leaving this house." And they said, "Well, if you are pulled over leaving this house, you need to tell the cops you're too busy for them to search your car, because they don't have the right to search your car. And if they take it further than that, you need to tell the cops your lawyer is Alan Simpson and you're exercising your right to remain silent." And that's what I did. When I got arrested, when the SWAT team came, me and Claudia in the living room in cuffs, and I start saying to Claudia, "I'm exercising my right to remain silent. I'm not going to say anything to the police." And then they pull me away from her. And as I'm getting pushed down the stairs in my boxer shorts and handcuffs, I'm yelling, "I'm exercising my right to remain silent. I am exercising my right." So Claudia hears me, so she won't say anything to the cops that will get her in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's very good advice.
Honestly, it breaks my heart when I see these people thinking that the police, by talking to them, it's going to help them, and they end up getting life sentences for murders they haven't committed. It absolutely breaks my heart.